Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, 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 family, peace. How y'all doing out there? Peace, much love, hotel, assalamu alaikum. What's up, all the good greetings out there to you. How y'all doing? How y'all doing out there, family? Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in the house. Hey, I'm your host. I am your brother, Brother Sunray 9, coming in this house right here, January the 9th, man, 2017, y'all. We have truly embarked upon a whole new year, most definitely, y'all. I hope with a new year, we've come in the house with a whole different mindset. Well, if you already had a good mindset, that's cool. But, you know, we can always build upon it. But if you had one of the more badass mindsets, you had a bad attitude and all of that stuff, I hope you got a good one. I hope you got a brand new one. I hope it's better than last year, man. I'm telling you. But hey, how y'all doing out there, family? Man, tonight we got a little short topic of conversation. Well, I do anyway, Brother Sunray. A little short topic of conversation here that I want to build upon tonight. I'm not going to be long in the house, and I will tell you that right after I get into this topic, tell y'all about this topic of conversation right fast. Tonight's topic of conversation is, should Nawabians study other doctrines besides Dr. Malachi Z. York's teaching? Should Nawabians study other doctrines besides just studying the teachings of Dr. Malachi Z. York? And let me say this to you, fam, and I have to say this, and I put this in the description. If you read the description to my Nawabian family out there, first of all, like I said, first of all, in the description, I said this is not an attack on the Nawabian family. So don't take this as an attack for I'm trying to do a, what's that dude named, Chuck Morgan, or do anything to defame anything dealing with the master teacher. That's not the premise of this show. Kind of the basis of this show is somewhat of, because I was listening to some show on the YouTube. I'm not going to go into any names or no shows or nothing like that, or call people names out. I won't be thinking about it, thinking I'm trying to go at them and attack them. You know, some people, you know, never mind. But it was something I was listening to on a show that was on YouTube, podcast, a Google Hangout. And I was listening to some things and it has made me think. And I've been thinking about this and been, you know, knowing this for a while. Let me do it like this. Let me go read some of the description here. Now, I said in my premise that this is not an attack on Nawabians. But here we go, y'all. There's some of the description. Do some Nawabians think that the master teacher, Dr. Malachi Z. York, is the only one with all the answers to our many questions? That's one. And if you are in an organization, is it wrong for you to study information outside of your organization? That's for anybody. If you're in some kind of organization or whatever and study the doctrine, is it wrong for you to study anybody else's information outside of your organization? Is it wrong? Is it wrong for you to do that? Okay. Do Nawabians act like, and I, check it out, family. Do Nawabians, or some Nawabians, that's what I said, y'all. Do some Nawabians act like religious people when it comes down to the teaching, or when it comes down to Dr. York? Do they act like the Christians, only believing in what Jesus said? All that Jesus is the only way. They'll tell you, man, Jesus is the only way. Ain't no other Savior but the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ain't no other way besides Allah. If you don't believe in Allah, you're going to hell. Jehovah's Witness. If you don't believe in Jehovah, you're going to hell. Your way is wrong. Dr. York is the only answer to our salvation. Do some Nawabians act like religious people when it comes down to Dr. York? That's one of the questions, family. And I said here, and also in the description, I studied under the master teacher for several years, and I still do, family. Studied a lot of the books. I still have a lot of my books from the master teacher, so I still read a lot of the books and the information. But I have said this here. But let me say for the record that there are some things that the master teacher didn't teach on. Even though I studied the master teacher and I studied the teaching, there's a lot of teaching that he do touch on, but there's some things that he don't teach on. So I said here in the description. So that means for me, he don't have, he's not, let me see how I said it. I'm going to read it like I had it. So for me, he can't be my one all answer man. So he's not the man that I go into for all of my answers, because I get into a lot of different things. So he's not the man. If you don't go into every different thing, every forms of teaching, everything that's out here that we, that some of us want to know, he's not, he don't have all the answers to a lot of things. And I get into a little bit of that as well. So is it wrong for Nawabians to study doctrine and information? That's some of the things that I just want to touch on tonight right here on this broadcast. And please, Brother David, I see you in the house. I'm going to bring you in a little bit, Brother. I'm just going to do about 45 minutes. I'm getting the hell out of here tonight. But these are some of the things I want to just bring up and I want to talk about tonight on this broadcast. And like I said, first of all, let me say to the Nawabian family, this is not an attack on Nawabian or Dr. York, by all means, not attacked on him, Dr. York. Shit, you got too many people out there trying to attack him, and I will never try to attack him because this is one of the brothers or master teachers. And like I tell y'all, I study all the different teachers, so I was, he's one of the master teachers or one of the first master teachers that I ran across that helped enlighten me and brought me and made Brother Sun Ray into what he is today. So, I mean, despite the whatever people saying about him, the allegations or whatever that's going on with his case, I'm not going to touch on that. I'm not into that. Like, there's a lot of other people that's out here getting into that. I'm just dealing with the information and how it helped uplift me and change me even before his incarceration was what happened to him. So I've just stayed by the teachings and what, how it, what down the road it led me to, you know what I'm saying, and how it elevated me to where I'm at today. So I could never say the teaching. As far as the teaching, it was good for me, and like I still study a lot of things. There's still a lot of eye openers for me in the teaching. Like I said, and I know some people try to put the characteristics of the man with the teaching. And for me, now, me and a brother, we had a conversation before we get into this deep. We had a conversation about that, like some people or the characteristics. People like, say, the personal life. Just say fancy, y'all. We talking about the Nawabian doctor. They might even say, Dr. York, he, y'all know what they say. He's charged with, most people say, child molestation. There's racketeering and some more stuff involved in it. But they'll say, well, he's involved in that, so I ain't fucking with the teaching because I ain't studying no doctrine of the child molester and this and that. Well, I'm going to say like this here. What? I wasn't in the man's bedroom. And I'm not saying I don't give a damn about what happened because I didn't know nothing about this. I was already studying the teaching before. I never met him personally, so I never know what the fuck went on in his bedroom. I only knew him by his teachings and what he taught. That's the only thing I knew. I never met him personally. So I got the information, and I studied the information, and that's what I got, the information, and got that part. Now, with everything else that happened later, I had to just look at it and for myself and like, oh, what the hell is going on? You know what I'm saying? And just look at what, you know, the allegations myself. But it was the teaching. So I take, understand, we can take the personal life of a person. And what I'm really trying to go with, I'm going to break it down. I'm getting out of track, my goddamn self. Because I'm trying to hear with y'all the time. That's why I'm saying I'm trying to work. But let me slow it down. Sometimes just because we can have a good person or a person who's teaching, it does help people. And it could elevate a person. But in their personal life, they might be doing some sick, sadistical, messed up stuff out here in their personal life. And what they're doing in their own personal life. But what they may be doing in the front, as far as teaching people, they probably be real sincere about that, what they're doing. But in their own personal life, when they're not in the classroom teaching, they're not on that stage teaching or whatever, they might be picking up. They might be smoking crack. They might be, you know, shit, doing all kind of, you know, bullshit that we don't agree with in their own personal life. So me, say I don't put the teachings of the master teacher in the same pot with his personal life. Whatever he did in his personal life, I don't know nothing about that. I mean, still with all of what they're saying today, I don't know about his personal life. I never met him personally. I only just hear the proof that the people that are putting out themselves, whether it's from the Wabian end or whether it's from the media end. I just got to look at it and weigh it out. But far as me, I'm looking at what they're teaching and how it has a positive effect on me, not what his personal life has done, but what the teaching have done, because the teachings have led me into other avenues and venues of information. So that's what I'm trying to say. A lot of times, man, we want to look and get it, stay away from the information, because not very people say that, well, I don't want to fuck with the information because of what he's been charged with. And you'll miss out sometime on look at the information. I'm just going to say, look at the information, man. I'm not running from the goddamn information because what somebody said. That's the information. The information is ever here, because like I said, he would say, and I'm going to get into this too, and he would say, don't believe me, check it out. So this means that other people saying these things other than just him. So this is not even, it means if I tell you to go check it out, check this out, don't believe me, check it out, that means somebody else is saying this other than just me. So this is information that most, maybe certain groups of people, two or three people are talking about. So, you know what I'm saying? Look at the information. You know, take my personal life out of this shit. Look at the information. That's all I'm saying. But let me get into this here, man. Like, but the whole thing about the really got into this because I know that there are some people who only want to study only what the master teachers teach. Now, there I would say on certain aspects of that, probably nothing wrong with that. But at another half, there is. And I'm going to go with this. For one aspect, when I say probably nothing wrong with, because if you're saying that you are a teacher, if you want to teach the people, right? Now, if you're just only going to teach just only to Nawabian, that's cool. That's maybe that's fine and dandy. But I still would think that you should study other doctrines or other information as well to go hand in hand in that with what you're teaching and presenting. But if, like I said, you're just only teaching only with Nawabians only, okay, maybe fine. Fuck it. That's all you want to study? Cool. But if you want to teach the people, not other than just Nawabians, and you're trying to bring other people into the fold of the information or just in uplift other people, I think you need to look at more than just that, because here's why I say that too at the same hand. You know, it's like somebody who's not a Nawabian. If you're presenting them with, let's say the new books they got out now called The Actual Facts or Pantarach. I'm just going to say The Actual Facts. And they're like, you know, what is the information? Can I, the information that's in there, can I look this up somewhere else and verify this somewhere else? You're like, no, well, we the only ones that's saying this or so-and-so. Some people might not want to look at that. They might not want to like, well, nah, brother, if I can't check this out, you know what I'm saying, get no validity behind this is what's being said, a verification from this, I don't want to fuck with it because this just might be just some y'all saying. You know, I can't verify this information that's in this book. And I know some people would say that we don't need nobody to, and this is what they're saying. If you say that, and I've heard this say it, we don't need the white man to verify our information. Wait a minute. First of all, who the fuck said that the white man got to be the one to verify? When somebody asks you, can I look this up, who the fuck said, can I go and find it from what the white man said first before I believe Doc? See, that's the bullshit right there. That's like a scapegoat type shit, really, when people do that. This who all, see, that's when y'all will always want to play the fucking race card, too. You don't want to play the race card on one hand, but then when you come down and that somebody asks you, can I find this information outside of your doctrine, what y'all find it? Then y'all want to throw the white man in there. Come on, fam. That ain't how we do that. If, who to say another black person is not teaching this outside of Doc, the master teacher? It may be somebody else black saying it. So when I ask, can I verify this or look this up somewhere else, I don't give a fuck if it might be a Dr. Phil Valentine, my doctor of being, or some goddamn body, you know what I'm saying? Who might have been teaching the same thing. So don't try that escape out shit. Well, we don't need nobody to verify our information. Come on, fam. That ain't how you do that. It's just like if a Jehovah Witness come to me with them damn watchtower. Nah, come to me with a watchtower. And they say, here's some information about, you know, about Yahweh or whatever like that, you know, Jehovah. And you're like, can I look this information up other way? Well, no, there's only this information you only can find in our pamphlet, you know, like certain words or whatever. And you might not want to look this up. You might want to look this information up elsewhere, you know, and see what's, you know, cracking, you know, to get more in-depth in it. You know what I'm saying? Because your information, because look, people, you know, they want to spread this information out to other people. And you're like, well, nah, this is something else that they're doing. You know, you can have the same teacher. A lot of people can teach the same teaching, but some people can bring the information more in depth. Let me give y'all this for example. And I hear a lot of people saying that Dr. York still, he stole the information or he copied the information from David Icke. Now, I've heard people say this. They said Dr. York, he's pseudo. He get his information from David Icke. He copied David Icke. He copied Zechariah Stenson. And I've read most of David Icke. I've studied a lot of David Icke, listened to a lot of his lectures, read a lot of his books. Not too much of Zechariah Stenson. But in what I've heard from the master teacher, he go more in depth in a lot of things or make it more overstandable. And I hope that's a word, y'all. I'm going to make that a word tonight, y'all. Don't look that word up in the dictionary. But you make it more overstandable for me, for us as Nubian or black people or whatever, to our people to understand this information. You know, you can listen to white folks. Look, David Icke, them, when they teaching their goddamn people, y'all. Come on now. We know we understand this, how even in the school system, certain curriculum don't captivate our people unless it's brought in a certain way. Y'all know how they had to come with this shit to get our children to read and shit. They came up with all this shit called Hooked on Phonics and all of this old shit like that to even now to appeal, educate some of our children. They come up with a ways to with rap or whatever to help our children learn. So our learning ability and all of this shit is not the same as the fucking European. Come on, fam. It is what it is. So he came and brought a lot of information, even when he talked about the reptilians, different from what they draw. So, but when they say that he's teaching pseudo and this and that, they said he got the information from David Icke. They said, he's teaching this pseudo. He got the information from David Icke. Or Zechariah Stenson and all these white people, but they never say that David Icke, who he got the information, Zechariah Stenson, they never say it. They teaching pseudo. They never say that what they teaching is bullshit and pseudo. When they say that he's teaching pseudo, and he got the information from them, but are they saying that they teaching pseudo? They don't say that shit. They don't go into endeavor and talk about how they teaching bullshit if he got it from them. So if he got it from them, that means they teaching bullshit. Y'all need to tell you about how they're teaching the bullshit to the people, and he bringing that bullshit into the black community and bringing the bullshit into the community teaching our people. But it's neither here nor there right now. But the thing about a man, I would say he as me. Let me go into this right here. See, I was kind of like somewhat ridiculed. I'm going to just say that. Because I made statements that, and I've said it several times. Y'all heard me say this shit several times on several shows and did YouTube videos and shit talking about it. I said, for me, as a brother who gets into all different stuff, I claim to be a black nationalist. I'm a part of a black militia. I study all kinds of stuff. Y'all know the Culture of Freedom. We talk about different all kinds of different information on Culture Freedom Radio. But, so, I said, I don't, as you know, when I studied the language, in the Wabian language, I said, I don't study the language. I don't have time for that. I don't study the language. And somewhat I had somewhat kind of got like somewhat ridiculed because I said I don't study the language and I don't want to study the language because I deal with too many other things to be worried about dealing with a Nuwapic language or studying the language. But I got somewhat ridiculed because of that. But I deal with other information that helps more than just Nuwapian people. I deal with a lot of information to help a lot of other people deal with stuff. Survival skills, just anything, black nationalism, a lot of different things. But when you say, I don't want to study nothing but the WAPU or only what Doc said, wait a minute. Nobody's supposed to think that's wrong. Nobody's supposed to think, well, you full of shit. But if I just say, I don't want to study language because I deal with a variety of information and I don't have time to just deal with a goddamn language because And here's another reason I don't have time and I don't deal with just the Nuwapian language. You know why? Because I don't talk to Nuwapians every day. I don't be around Nuwapians. I only got one brother that I talked to that was a part of the Nuwapian nation. It's here in Memphis. And basically every other day we talk. And we're talking about other kind of business, all kind of other business. And he's really, he's still reading a little bit and studying Nuwapian information himself. But even he said himself, they don't got time for that because he runs his own business and do a lot of other things. And so why am I going to waste my time trying to learn Nuwapian language if I'm not I'm not around a nation or a group of people like we used to be here in Memphis? If I'm not around them, why should I be wasting my time trying to learn this language? You know what I'm saying? To speak. When I'm dealing with people on a lot of different levels, I'm dealing with brothers from the Nation of Islam, my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters, my Moorish brothers and sisters, a variety of people. People who don't give a goddamn about none of no doctrine one way or another that I have to deal with. So why am I going to waste my time trying to study a language when I have nobody to talk to and speak this language to? It makes no goddamn sense. So that's why I say I don't have time. I don't deal with it. Now, with somebody else that do, that's your prerogative, like Bobby Brown. But here's the thing, man, we got to study something. It's good. There's nothing wrong with studying other information outside of that. And here's another thing when I said a lot of information. There's a lot of things that Doc did go into, but I would say as far as the Pan-Africanism or black nationalism that I get mostly got into, that's not something that I ran across or even studied upon being in the Nuwapian nation. I have to go to my brothers, like Stokely Carmichael, my good brother, Kwame Ture, and I listen to my brother Malcolm, which some people don't even like to hear him as a Nuwapian. They don't want to even hear deal with that. I get into black nationalist scene because that's what I've always been in. I got into that. I was like that before I even got into Nuwapian because I studied through the Nation of Islam first. And y'all know the Nation of Islam was supposed to have been like a black nationalist organization. So I was into that before I came into the fold of the Nuwapian organization. So that's the part. That's my premise, man. That's my first prerogative, my first priority, like nationalism. If I can't get that in there and study that, so they don't have the answers to what I'm looking for in that and what I need from that to help uplift our people on the nationalist scene, I got to go and get the information somewhere. So that's what I'm saying, man. Y'all got to come on. There's nothing wrong with studying other information. That doesn't take away from Doc being the master teacher, and you said he's the master teacher, that doesn't take away from him. Because what he said, I'm going to go with what this brother said. I'm going to go with what Doc said out of his own mouth and in his writings. He said, look, don't believe me, check it out. That's one of the number one, if we want to say a catchphrase that Doc say. That's one of the number one things that he say. Don't believe me, check it out. So if he the only one with this information, why would a man go tell you to go check it out? So if he's the only one that got this information, how in the hell he going to tell you, don't believe me, go and check it out? Where in the fuck am I going to check it out at, Doc? Where am I going to check this information out at?
But it means somebody else got to be saying this somewhere else too. Somebody else got to be talking on this as well. So when I ask, can I go and verify the information by somebody else, Doc is basically telling you, don't believe me, go check it out. He's telling you, yes, Brother Sun Ray, you can go and check this so-and-so book out. Go check that book out, Brother Sun Ray, and yes, you can find the answers to, you know, you can find something to verify what I'm saying. Sun Ray, go ahead, do that. Come on. So he's telling you, don't believe me, check it out. That means somebody else who's not a Nawabian, who's not a part of the Nawabian doctrine, is saying this as well. So what the fuck are you scared to go out and look outside of the information that the master teacher is presenting? What are you scared of? What you scared like they goddamn it, like they say about Islam, that or some people like, well, not like most Christians, like, I don't want to study nothing else, brother. I'm fine with Jesus. And I ain't trying to beat up on my Christian family either, y'all. So I ain't gonna study nothing else but Jesus, because of what they think. A lot of them, they have a fear of studying in outside of that doctrine of the Bible or the gospel, because they fear that it's going to take them away from their Jesus. That's why a lot of Christians, y'all know a lot of Christians don't study. Some study shit else, but they don't want to read. They don't want to hear shit about what y'all are talking about, which y'all, you know, let me talk about read the Purim Rule or the Metaneta or nothing about no Kemet or nothing like that. You tell them Jesus was the, I mean, not Jesus, Heru was the actual Christ in Kemet before Jesus Christ. Man, shit, they don't want to hear that shit, y'all, because they fear going outside of their doctrine going to take them away from their Jesus, their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's going to take them from a lost and punto island. Yeah, it's going to take them away. They have a fear. So they don't want to stay. They want to stay in a comfort zone of being right there. Come on, family. That ain't for me. That ain't for me. Like I told y'all, man, on a couple of shows, he was the master teacher. The verse he was done of Elijah Muhammad, who I learned. I was studying through the Nation of Islam first, and I started, you know, practicing Sunni. But I learned it was Doc that opened me up to looking at other information. Like I told y'all, man, I said, what was it? I think on this show or video, whatever it was, that it was Doc that actually got me turned on to Doc. I know people like, well, die away, him and Dr. Ben didn't get along. I didn't know about Dr. Ben. Y'all, I didn't know about all these intellectual speakers and things like that. I didn't know, man. I was in the street, man, wilding out. I was out here stealing and other bullshit. I didn't know nothing about all the goddamn this doctrine, man, like Noble Drew Ali. I didn't know nothing about none of them people, bro. But when I got into the knowledge of the Nawabian information, Doc opened me up to all of this by teaching on a lot of different things, the things that he was teaching on. So when I started picking up a book that Doc wrote, I started opening up the book, looking into other things, because Doc might say something, man, and talk on a certain thing, and I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I never heard this before. So here I go. I'm going to look it up. I might put the book down, like I said. You know, you be trying to find a word or something, and you don't know the damn word, or you might pick the dictionary up and look the word up and decline it. I might go on the, like, you might have been talking about the Black Woman of God, talking about mitochondrial DNA. Now I got to go ahead and, like, what the fuck is mitochondrial DNA? Now I got to go on the internet and go look it up. And once I start looking that up, it takes me into other avenues and other things. I'm like, God damn. Okay, we might got different other authors that's going into this. You got other people talking about that. So that's how it led me into looking up, like I said, Dr. Ben, John Henry Clark, Sheikh Anthony Deoxys, and all of these other brothers and scholars that we talk about, man. It led me into a lot of other, man, open door, a lot of other places for me. So I'm like, God damn, okay. So, like I said, I didn't get stagnated. You a lot of people getting comfortable, man. There's nothing wrong with it, fam. It only enhances your ability to teach your people more who's not part of the Nawabian nation. And a lot of times, it actually verifies. And I know people like that, well, I don't need nobody's shit to verify my teaching. Okay, well, if people not of your teaching, they not, you trying to save, so-called, like you said, save souls. You
You got to have Funko. Like, everybody just ain't going to rock with the Nawabi. Everybody ain't going to rock just with the Hebrew Israelite. Everybody ain't going to rock with the Nation of Islam. But if the Nation of Islam got the final calls out here and they got this information out here in the final call, final call, if somebody read that from the final call, it's like, damn, you know what? I see that in on so-and-so paper. I see that in so-and-so. Like, damn, them brothers was right then. If my brother David came on here and he was saying something, you know, and somebody seen it, they'd be like, damn, you know what? That's what brother David was talking about. I just seen the nation of gods and earth in their paper. They were saying what brother David was saying the other day. Like, damn, so brother David wasn't bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's how the shit rolls. So now it kind of like solidified what brother David was talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm using brother David as an example. But like I said, this show is let's keep it simple. Like I said, I got to tell y'all why I found it. I'm going to bring David for the baby. I know he probably got things on the page, and he only got like 15 minutes. And the reason I'm doing this 30 minutes, well, actually, maybe it's 45 minutes round. So like I said, we making it kind of make it a business decision. And as me having to be the program director and manager, I'm just looking at something right now. We may be trying to move away from Blog Talk right now for financial reasons. And a lot of stuff, because y'all know that we have always been sponsoring and financing our own shows. Well, a lot of shit that's going into play now, man. You know, hey, you got to be real. We don't have sponsors and things of that nature. So we got personal lives and shit that we have to deal with. And we funded this shit, man. Look, we still got to deal with the goddamn Obamacare, that high-ass shit we got, mortgages and shit. Hell, my shit just went up. You know what I'm saying? So, and we're paying for this shit out of our pocket, man. Like, and we love what we do, but if we still got financial strength, like I said, you don't get no money repaid off this shit. Really, so, fam, might be trying to move away from the Blog Talk and find other avenues. I don't know. We might be going. We got shows on Talk Show that we do too. So we might just be moving to the Talk Show, like I said. Don't want to, but it is what it is, man. The financial thing is going on, man. And you know, y'all, we're not trying to come up here and make y'all do like, you know, everybody else do, man. Soon as $100 in and all that shit, we ain't trying to do that, fam. But hey, it is. You got to be realistical. This is a business, it's finances, and right now, like the man, I'm just doing even the 30-minute show, the fucking free, because like that. I told y'all, man, 3 weeks, I just had surgery a couple of weeks ago. I've been out, but it is. I don't know. We might just be getting the fuck away from this, man. Blog Talk, and just looking at other avenues and like maybe do it. I don't want to fuck with the YouTube. Everybody else doing Google Hangouts. I'm really not into that shit, right? And I don't really want to go that avenue or fuck with that. I'm just being serious. Everybody want to go over there and do the videos, and I know it's money into that shit. And it's cool that people are doing it. That's what you want to do. But I would love to be right here on Blog Talk. That's where the listener base has been. And we're going to let y'all know what goes on, but I'm just saying, we may be moving away from the Blog Talk. It is what it is. I'm just being truthful. Fuck it, a lot of other shit come up. Family first. Let me bring my brother David in right here. We got like a couple of minutes. Yeah, but like I said, there's nothing wrong with, man, sitting outside, doctor, you are a teacher, man. Learn something else too at the same time. Shalom. Peace, brother David.
Hey, shalom, Kevin.
Yes, sir. I got you, brother. Peace. How you doing, my brother?
Shalom, Chief Rabbi David Israel. Yeah, man, I was hearing what you were saying about Dr. York, and, you know, like it says in the Torah, Deuteronomy 7:3, do not intermarry with them. And, you know, I understand about, you know, moving away, studying outside the box, because, like I said, I did a lot of that myself. And sometimes you gotta, you know, be by yourself, you know. Because, you know, like I said, you know, I know you said you was kind of like me. You ventured around Negroes and they bullshit, too. You know, I hate to use that type of language, but, you know. But,
go ahead, brother. Do your thing.
But when you go into the book of Tehillim, or as we call it, Psalms, the book of Psalms, the 73rd chapter, the 16th verse says, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. Now, Dr. York, he taught on a lot of good things, and that's what kind of actually brought me back to the Hebrew, because I actually studied some Unuwatu and got an El's Quran and all that too. You know, when I stopped dealing with the Islam and all that stuff too. And I went, that's actually how I got back into the Bible, because of hearing Dr. York actually put a lot of the biblical principles on the table more than any other leader. You know, I know Elijah Muhammad put a lot of Bible out there, but Dr. York really went in depth, you know, translated the Torah in Hebrew and, you know, this and that. I'm not going to say Dr. York was all messed up, but, you know, like I said, also, Dr. York, he had his problems. And like I said, you know, a lot of fame and ego go to people's heads when they get all the way up there, you know, like, you know, when you get all the way up there, you on some Nimrod stuff, you know. You got this egotistical big thing all up in your head. You know, a lot of brothers, you know, got that, like Nimrod had that big head. He had that big, all this evil stuff going on. Like Nimrod started out as what, a hunter? He started off as a hunter, you know, working for Yah. But then what happened was he branched off and did his own thing, started getting vain as hell, you know? And that's what happens with a lot of people. And that, like I said, I can understand why you fell away from following people and, you know, even Brother Eric and Brother Anthony, you know, other people fell back like me. I even fell back from studying under people because of the fact that, you know, that it's just this evil shit about them, you know? When people get all the way up there, they start getting a whole bunch of followers, they become nasty, you know? I noticed that when people got they big following, they forget about the little people who got them that following. Like Dr. York, I'm not saying Dr. York forgot about his own people, because, you know, he did a lot. He built his own people up, but there were some things that, even though y'all might say, well, don't slander Dr. York and don't slander the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, don't slander, you know, William Craig, don't slander, you know, this man, that man, and Dr. Ben and all, but you don't, like you said earlier, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. You know, I don't know what's going on in y'all lives. You don't know what's going on in my lives. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when people get all the way up there, you got to fall back from them, you know, and you got to start finding your own self. You can't let a guru and an imam and a pastor and a rabbi tell you who you are. You know?
Yeah. And too, like I said, at the same time, like you said too, Brother David, sometimes, man, you fall the fuck back too, so, because certain members of the organizations, man, they try to run you and shit. Like, they'll try to run you. You know what I'm saying? You be like, well, you ain't doing this right, brother. You ain't doing so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? So that's sometimes that should push you away. You're like, man, fuck it, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even want to deal with this shit. For you to have a conflict with people, you're like, I don't even want to deal with this shit no more, bro. If I said I don't want to have to deal with the language of it because I deal with other stuff, okay, I'm in the organization, but I deal with other shit besides just what we got in the organization. Oh, brother, you need to be getting on this. You need to be doing this. I tell y'all what, fuck it. I just lead the organization then. How about that? Sometimes the members will push you the fuck away.
And you know what, brother Sunray, like I tell everybody else, it's all about hind parts and money. That's all niggas care about, booty and money. It's all niggas care about, eating booty and getting money. You know what I'm saying? And that's straight up. You know, I tell you that.
I'm coming to find it out, Dave. The country have shown people that shit.
That's why I tell you, just worry about your money and getting booty. That's all it's all about with these people. Like Dr. York, he was, they said when he got locked up, they say they couldn't get his medication. what medication? That's one thing a lot of brothers don't want to admit, but Dr. York has some herpes. Yeah, some other venereal diseases that they mentioned in the court cases, which I've read, you know, which a lot of brothers don't want to admit. Oh, they making that up, Dr. York. Dr. York was a freak, okay? A lot of Honorable Lodge Mama was a freak. Falcon a freak. You know what I'm saying? All these brothers I have freaks, you know? You know, shoot, hell. If I had some women in front of me that look good, I'd be a freak too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, that's just how it is, you know? It might be inappropriate, but I'm going to tell you, these people are humans. When you think about these leaders, they're humans. And humans, you might see them as all goody-goody because they're your pastor, your guru, or your Rabboni, whatever the hell you call it, imam, chief rabbi. But they, you know what I'm saying? They got some damn shitty stuff about them, too. You know what I'm saying? They can be nasty, too.
But, David, some people actually will call, and I'm going to have to say this. This is New Wabi. We're talking about the New Wabi. Like I said, y'all ain't trying to beat y'all ass up, so don't nobody come with no bullshit trying to make no videos on Sunray, all that shit. Well, y'all, you do it if you want to, but you fuck me with the wrong one, because I will come back. But anyway, you know, people call Dr. York, they God. He's my God. They saying he's my God, this and that. Come on, fam. Y'all got to stop that shit, bro. Now, now check this out, brother, too. And another nutshell, brother David, when everybody, they only study with Dr. York. And some people are like, we just waiting on him to write the next book. Right? What are y'all going to do when this man dies? I'm just being honest. What are y'all going to do when he dies? If he's locked up right now and being taken away from y'all, what are you going to do when he dies? And goddammit, he's human, too. Because he and y'all said he got a disease. What's that? I can't even think of the I can't think of the name of the. They said it's a medical problem that he had. Not no herpes, brother. It's some androgyna. So,
androgyna. You know
so,
he had
come
that.
Come on, fam. When he died,
you know he was a freak.
I don't know. I never met the main person. I'm just going to be honest. I ain't trying to take up for
a large mom. Him and Lodge Mom was out there in the streets like that. You ain't no brother. And Dr. Khalid was too.
I don't know him personally, so I can't speak on his personal life. I'll be honest. I'm not going to speak on his personal life. But the thing is, what y'all going to do when he dies? Yeah, what are you going to do when he dies? So where y'all get the information from when he dies?
I tell you though, I'ma do it like this. Keep them niggas locked up, but at the end of the day, let them out. So that way he can hurt the next person. That way y'all can wake up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? My thing is a lot of these niggas should stay locked up. But at the end of the day, for to hit their followers and these people's way, Let them out and see what they do to you. You know what I'm saying? This is how I see it. You know, I'm going to let people, like I said, I'm done with trying to press, you know, for other people. Like, now, press people for, you know, what they believe. I'm just like, just let a nigga find out by they goddamn self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't try to beat people over the head with what I know and try to convince them. I let niggas I want niggas to find out by their damn self. You know what I'm saying? Because once they find out, reality going to hit worse, and they going to have to, you know, deal with it by themselves, and you will see how they act after that. You know? Shoot, people were talking about how Dr. York was going with them everybody. Okay. And was doing all that weird shit. Okay. Let Dr. York out of jail, that way he can, you know, and we'll see what. Put your daughter in front of Dr. York, let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know? That's all I'm saying, you know? Shoot, let's put it to the test. Let's put Dr. York in a room with a whole bunch of